Havli of this week's parsha,
after Yosef has revealed himself to his brothers, right, and tried to reconcile their feelings about their sale, and try to extend his forgiveness, Yosef now commands his brothers, or tells his brothers, that it's time to go to Yaakov, right, to bring Yaakov to Egypt, because Yosef, as the viceroy of Egypt, can support the family and get them through this upcoming period of famine. When Yosef sends them, when he sends them with gifts to Yaakov, one of the things he says to them, he says, Yosef sends his brothers and they go, and says to them, do not be agitated or don't get upset while you're on the road. The Mepharshim obviously point out the simple shot in this pasuk is that the brothers, what would they get agitated about? What would they be annoyed about? So Rashi points out, and it's followed by many other surveyors of Pshat, that the brothers would be agitated. They would fight about the sale of Yosef. They would fight with each other, saying, it's your fault you sold him. It's your fault. You told me this, and you made us hate him, and that's why we sold him. What is it that's interesting, that they would fight over this. Why is Yosef so concerned about this? Is it just that to alleviate his brother's pain and suffering in a certain sense? They shouldn't be worried about this? Does Yosef tell them they should not feel a certain guilt in what they did? Is that what Yosef is trying to do? I think the answer here is that it is that Yosef is managing their guilt. Guilt and shame in many ways can be positive. Right? Since our fears and our guilt and shame sometimes prevent us from doing what is wrong. Right? The shame in a certain sense of being caught of what we did, what we're going to do, can prevent us. But at the same time, guilt and shame can also calcify us in our ways. What we do. The fear sometimes, right? What Yosef's brothers need to do right now is one of the most bravest things they'll ever have to do in their lives. They have to turn to Yaakov, not just tell him that Yosef is alive, but they need to explain to Yaakov where was Yosef in those 23 years. They need to confess to Yaakov that they sold him. We need to explain to Yaakov that we knew the whole time he was sold and we've been lying to you for 22 years. It is one of the most bravest things they need to do. They need to bring their shame to Yaakov. They need to express what they've done and experience and possibly experience shame. Sometimes shame, right, can be a motivator or a sense of a method that calcifies what we feel. Our fears of having others perceive us differently than what we presented. Our fears of having someone see the change that we've had in our lives. Our fears that someone will comment, wow, you didn't do this before. And someone might comment and notice that, well, there has been some kind of growth or change. This wasn't the person you were before in a certain sense. The fears that Yaakov will turn to them and say to them, but why did you sell him? But why did you do it? But why did you lie to me? Right? Those fears could have prevented them from coming to Yaakov and admitting what happened. Come to Yaakov and letting Yaakov reunite with Yosef. Their own need to protect themselves, their selfish fears, could have been the area which would have, for 22 years possible, kept them right away, what kept them away from the truth. Their inability to face that, the perception that you might change, that your growth, even though you've changed in a positive way, right, that someone might recall the past in some way, or that someone might even notice that you've changed. Sometimes we're so afraid people notice that we've grown and changed, that we're calcified. And that's Yosef's message to his brothers. Don't let your fears, don't let your shame calcify you in the sin you've had. Don't let it compound what's happened before. Right? Sometimes the ultimate way to growth is the courage, and the courage the brothers are going to face here, in the courage of facing to what you've done, of admitting to what you've done, of facing that moment of shame internally. And in fact, one of the most beautiful things in this story is that when they come to Yaakov with their shame, when they come to Yaakov and tell him what they've done, they tell him everything Yosef has told them, and they reveal where Yosef is. What's most beautiful is Yaakov's ability to forgive. What you have here, Yaakov does not respond to them by saying, but why did you sell him? The first thing we have at the end of the Aliyah is, "Vatechi ruach Yaakovim." Yaakov just responds with the happiness in what he's seen. With happiness in Yosef's life, and the next pasuk just says, all Yaakov says, great, Yosef's alive, let me see him before I die. What Yosef tells them is sometimes your shame would have stopped you, would have stopped Yaakov from having that moment of his ruach returning, his spirit returning. Don't allow your shame as you're traveling. Don't allow your shame to stop your growth, to stop bettering the world. Don't be afraid of changing, of growing, and having others recognize that growth. Don't let that be a sign of shame, but let that be a sign of pride, a sign that brings the spirit back to Yaakov's life. Have a good day.